Be'ezus Hashem, Gemara Nedarim, Ayin Heyom and Aleph, the Mishnah. Ha'oimer le'ishti, kol ha'nedarim shetidoyri mikan, ha'chovim, imokim ployni harein, kayom in lo'yomer klum. A person wants to, in advance, be making all the nedarim that she's going to make afterwards. Duran is medayik, that it doesn't say me'hayoyim, ha'chovim, imokim ployni, nor mikan, ha'chovim, imokim ployni. He's planning a trip in a few days, and when he wants that the kiyum should be on the nedarim from when he leaves, mikan, when I leave the place, until I come back. But not from today, because if in the interim, if there's still a period of time before he leaves, and that those on a dorm, he's going to hear, he's going to decide on his own, b'shaite, when he hears them. These are only on a dorm when he's going to be away. So it's mikan, achavim ha-complaini. B'cholefin, if he wants to do a pre-kiyum thing, that's loya merklum, it's not able to be chal. But on the other hand, harehein mufarin, if what he tells her, that he wants to do a pre-neder hafara, that is actually machlekes tanam. Rabbi Elazar oimer mufar. V'chachomim oimer meinei mufar. Amar Rabbi Elazar, im hafer nedarim shebo'u lechlal iser, lo yafer nedarim shebo'u lechlal iser. Harei, if you could do a farah on a neder that's already chal, so the neder that's not even chal, so zichi you should be able to do a farah. Amar loy no, harei oimer isha yikimenu v'isha yifeirenu, and there's a hekesh aza, eshebo'u lechlal hekem bo'u lechlal hafer, loy bo'u lechlal hekem, loy bo'u lechlal hafer. What's mavur over here is, in the Tzurus of the Shmaitz of the Mishnah, that by Hakoma Avada, it's a given. No one argues that Hakoma Avada, you can't do Hakoma on a neder before it's even Chal. But Hafara, there was a Machlokes. And Mitzad the Svaro, or Mitzad the Drosha, Be'etzem, there's a Kal V'Chomer. Rabbi Elazar has a Kal V'Chomer. And the Gemara is going to have a Shaila, the gather of this Kal V'Chomer, is it Loi Chaylin Klal, or Chaylin U'Betaylin, but Hakoma, there's a Kal V'Chomer. And the Pashta says that the Chacham agree, Mitzad the logic, and Mitzad the Tzura, that there's a Kal V'Chomer. But they argue that doch, there's a hekesh. There's a hekesh from hafara to hakoma, that the same way hakoma, you can't be mekim koidim the nether, kamoikin hafara, in spite of the fact that there's a kal v'chomer. And that's the vikuach between the Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar. Now, why can't you do hakoma prior? The Gemara says that by hafara there's a kal v'chomer, and everyone agrees technically that misfara there's the kal v'chomer, but since by hakoma not, and then there's a shalv, you make the hekesh. But why hakama not? It seems to be a big machlekes rishonim. The Ran learns that by hakama not, because there's no kal v'chomer. Hari, the kal v'chomer is if you can be mefer, go against the neder when it's already there. You can zichur go against the neder when it's not there yet. Oh, but to be making, if anything vakeret, there's a vakeret svar of a kal v'chomer. But there certainly isn't a svar of a kal v'chomer. Oh, but lefi zeh, fret rabbi kiveger, the keren oirem. Oh, but zoi, there's no yalfusa, there's no drosha, there's no din that you can't do hakama, just there's no makar, and the kal v'chomer doesn't apply. Oh, but zoi, fret rabbi kiveger, the keren oirem. Why don't we make the hekesh fakert? If by hafara there's really a kal v'chomer, that there should be hafara prior to a nether. And hakama, we just don't have any bearings. But you're insisting there's a hekesh. Isha yikimenu, isha yifrenu. Do the hekesh fakert, just like hafara you could, also hakama you could. Hazoy fregen derachreinim. Now there's various trutzim. One of the trutzim is that it's not a hekesh. It's a svara. Mashi yeshnei b'chlal zeh, yeshnei b'chlal zeh. When you're able to do hakama on, you can do hafara on. When you're not able to do hakama on, you're not able to do hafara on. And you can't do hakama because there's no makar. Oh, but the kash is, if it's a din of a hekesh, and ain meshivin ala hekesh, and ain hekesh lemechza, so who told you that the hekesh should go, that the same way you can't do hakama, you can't do hafara? Let the hekesh say, the same way you could do hafara, you could do hakama. It's not like there was a posuk that says you can't do hakama. Is the emes yeridar, okay, the rashash is mo'ir, that the emes is, this is a free. And the safri makes a drosha. Lesser Israel nafshoi, yalfusa, and the safri, that you can't do hakama koidim to the nether. Oy Bezoi says the Rishash, it's a pella that the Rishayna didn't bring this sifri. Obeloi to sifri, avada the tzura of the sugi is gevaldik. By hakama there's a drosha, a gzer sakosav that you can't do with koidim to the nether. And that ain't all the bear, there's nothing to talk about. Elamai, by hafara you wanted a dana kal v'chomer. The hekesh says that you can't make the kal v'chomer, the same way, you can't do hakama, because of gzer sakosav. Kamaikin, you can't do hafara in spite of the fact that there's a kal v'chomer. The Rosh brings a different pshat. The Emes brings two pshat, and he brings a pshat from Rabbi Elazar Mimitz and another pshat, and it's a little bit fagreist over there in the Rosh. It's not exactly correct, but he wants, the Rishash wants to say that the Rosh was gufa bothered by this kash of the Achroinim. That kilu, his starting point was telling like the Ran, that hakama you can't do because there's no kal v'chomer. But then it's shver, so then hagufa learned that from the hekesh. Therefore, the Rosh says the reason there's no hakama on a neder, koidim shenader, and the Bartanura brings this pshat also, maybe quoting the Rosh, and the Meiri brings this pshat, because it's going to be a key in betos. You want to be mekayim the neder, you don't even know which neder it is. Maybe you don't. Maybe you talk one with another when it comes up finally. The problem is with this, it answers the problem of the Rabbi Kveger and the Karanoir and the Rambam, but now even a new problem. What about a neder mesuyim that you do know that he does want? L'chera, then you should be able to be mekayim a neder. If a guy in advance says, if you're going to make a neder on this and this inyan, then I want to be mekayim. So he's saying, for us, it's not a toys. He speaks out in advance, this is the neder that he wants to make a kiyim on. Like the Rosh's reason, it should be able to do a kama. Again, like the Ran, no. Because there's no kal v'chaymer. The emes is, there's another pshat, the Nemuk Yosef, the Mefarish, HaMachon Rashi, the Ritva, Rabbi Vraman Har. They say because ain't of them neither on davar shleibel oilam, a person can't make a makdash davar shleibel oilam, you can't make a chalois in a davar shleibel oilam, and kamaykin, you can't make a kiyim on a davar shleibel oilam. Vaistais hafara, you could. Hafara is just a siluk, and that maybe you're able to do on a davar shleibel oilam. But a kama, you can't. So zechino that there are kama sibis, why you can't do kiyim on a davar on a neder that wasn't chal yet. You have the Ran because there's no kal v'chaymer. You have the Rosh because it's going to be a key in Betoyis. You have the Mefarish because it's Davish Leib Eloylam. And you have the Rishash brings the Sefri that it's a Gzeir Sakosov. That's Lagabi HaKama. Lagabi HaFora, Rabbi Lezer says, Avada that there's a Kal V'Chaymer. And there's a Vikur that the Chacham say, in spite of the fact that there's a Kal V'Chaymer, there's a Hekesh HaKama. The Gemara starts off, Yibaylu, Rabbi Lezer, Meichel Chaylin Ubetaylin, Aydilma Lechaylin Klau, Lemay Nafkemina, Kegoin, the Atfis Achrina Ba'adei, so clears the Gemara. Mela, person hears a nether and then he does a far. But if he's making the far even prior to the nether, is the pshat that the nether is chal for a second in time, a second in lomdas, and then it gets muffered? Or no, it's not even chal b'chlal. What could be the nafkamina? Either way, 2 seconds later, it's ois. So the Gemara says the nafkamina if you could do atfasa. The hainu, a person said, a husband, the father, made pre hafarat. Then the Isha comes and makes a nether, Hareini Nazira, or she makes a nether of a koinim on something. And someone adds, Va'ani, could he do atfasa? If it's like Chaylin Klal, there's no atfasa because there's nothing to be matfas in. But if it's Chaylin, and then Ubetaylin, you can chaparayna hatfasa. Frek Duran, one kasha. What do you mean it? You can chaparayna hatfasa. Even on the tzad that it's Chaylin Ubetaylin, Abra Lamosha, like we had the Sugya and Dafir Aleph, if there's basar shlamim la'achar zrika mochis kamei, and we want to know, are you matfis in the ikr, the iser that's here in the ikr, or in the heter that's here right now? And the maskon is, it's a whole complex sugi on dafir aleph, but the maskon is beheterika matfis. So even if it's chaylin or betaylin, who says that you're stelling to the iser, maybe you're stelling to the heter? Says the Ran, on that kasha, that's only in the sugi v'dir when it's mochis kamei, there's basar shlamim la'achar zrika mochis kamei, your focus is on the Basar Shlomim now, not on the Isser that Amol was in this Basar Shlomim. When you're saying Zeh Kozeh, but Stamazeh, when you're Matfis and you say Va'ani, Avadi, you mean to be Va'ani, Klapi the Nozer. But then the Rad has another Kasha. And again he asks, it's Mashma that if it's Chaylin Ubetaylin, then you can Chap Rayna Hatfasa. Why? Hare, there's a Sugya Nozer. If a person said Hareini Nozer, Va'ani, 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 and a whole bunch of domino effect people were Matfis one and the other. If you matter, Hataris Nadarim, on the first one, they all fall through. If you matter in the middle one, anyone that's beyond him falls through. Meaning if your Hatfasa was based on someone else, who his nether was hutra, memela comes off. So even if you can chaparayin a hatfasa, but then afterwards it's going to fall off, like the sugi nazar davchav, says the Ran and that, amoyer the keteretz, the difference is that that's only when it's hatorah, hatorah's chacham is mafreya, but hafara, it's a sugi nazar, baal megas guy is a mekar akar, not megas guy is miklas kolish, what we had earlier in the parak here, but there's a sugi nazar, in davchav aleph, baal, or who within an avl chayra, not only by an Aramarasa, by a Baal Chudei or an Avla Chudei. Is it Mekar Akra Lemafreya or Megas Gaiz Mikana Lahaba? And it's a Shver Sugide, but the Maskana Bapashta says that it's Mikana Lahaba. Says the Rat, since Hafar is only Mikana Lahaba, if you learn Chaylin Ubetaylin, then the person could Chaparayin Hatfosa. So those were the Ran's two Kashas. One was from the Sugya of Bisar Shlomim of Hetera Kamatvis, and one from the fact that after that Torah it should become Batal, he says Hafar is Mikana Lahaba. But there's another Kasha, Frek the Rosh. Frek the Rosh Akasha. Even if it's Chaylin Ubetaylin, it's not that it's Loi Chaylin Klal, it's Chaylin Ubetaylin. But there's still a problem. How long does it take for Chaylin Ubetaylin? A split second. And Bepashtus, it could be even, not even time. Not even time. Without time. Just the Etzem Metzias, the Etzem Metzias that in Lomdis, it's Chal and Bottle. Loi Chaylin Klal, it's not Chal at all. Chaylin Ubetaylin is it's Chal and then Bottle. But not even a split second. So how does the fellow that says Vani have enough time to chaparayin? The Chayr, if you say Vani 10 minutes later, it's too late. Forget about the Ran's kashas, it's already ois. So again, someone to say, no, you can chaparayin a hatfos on what was a mole. If since the Akira of Hafar is only Mikana Lahaba, and it's Chaylin Ubetaylin, you can make hatfos. But the Rosh Nemzano, that you can only say Vani. But he says that there's a time frame. Chaylin Ubetaylin does take time. It takes the amount of time that it would have, ki'ilu, if the Baal would have said then, mufra l'chi. So those 2 seconds and maybe the toich kedidibur beyond those 2 seconds, that frame of time, it's still not mufar. So there's actually a few seconds there. And on that, you could do a hadfasa. Now, it's interesting, frek the karanoira, if that's the pshat, if you learn that chaylen ubetaylen, it's not just a lomdis that it's chaylen ubetaylen, but there's actually a few seconds that it's chaylen ubetaylen. So then the Gemara could have said a different nafkamina. You didn't have to say the nafkamina of hadfasa. You could say enough queen if Isha makes a nether and right away eats, or she says Harini Nazar and she's in the Beis HaKfaras, or Okaponim, she makes a nether on something and right away eats it. Mamash Teich Kedei Dibur. L'chayra, if it's Loi Chaylin Klal, so she's not over B'chlal, she won't get Malkus. Masha Inkin, if it's Chaylin U'Betaylin, it's B'chol. If the Rosh is learning that it's a technical thing, it takes a few seconds. So that would be L'chayra, another nafkamina besides the Gemara's nafkamina of Atfosa. But Okaponim, that's the Shail of Chaylin U'Betaylin or Loi Chaylin Klal. The Gemara is going to have 4 attempted Toshmas. We're going to see in the Hemshech HaSugya.